and it's about to get better. I'm joined right now by a friend of the program, a CBS colleague. He is a senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com. He is an analyst on the Pick 6 podcast. You know I'm talking about Pete Prisco. Pete, good to see you. How are you?
What's up, Romy? How are you?
Good, man. How about you? How's your week going?
I'm good. You know, we're right over there in our studio, in our CBS Sports HQ studio over there all week.
How do you like that? How's that
going?
I love it. It looks great, by the way.
It's fun. They've done a great job. It's 24 hours on Hulu, Apple, the whole deal. You can find my ugly mug on there.
Don't let anybody on that network. So lay it out. What do you do for them? And if people looking for you want to see you, when and how do they find you?
It's, you know, like a 24-hour sports network that's on Hulu and Apple. It's all the cord cutters. I'm an old man, so I'm not a cord cutter, so I don't know what that is.
I was going to say, do you even know what that means?
You should hear my dad trying to find it. That's even funnier. No, it's great because we do a lot of, you know, with Brady Quinn and Brian McFadden, we do a lot of, you know, their shows and preview shows, and we do a preview show with Brady Quinn and myself every week. We break down the games, and we don't hold back, by the way.
No, you guys don't. You don't. I watch it. I think it looks great. There's some really good information that comes out of that every single time. Now, you do a lot of – part of the reason for that, but you do a lot of work on games, after games. You watch a lot of film. You analyze everything. You tend to know what works and what doesn't work. How much film of the Pro Bowl did you break down?
None. And you know what? I was actually flying up, and it was on. I was on JetBlue, and I'm sitting there, do I really want to watch this? It was awful. That game has to go away. Now they're putting guys in other positions. You know, when they start goofing around and somebody gets hurt, then you're going to have a problem.
That's the thing, right? I mean, that's the biggest issue with it, because guys are there to have fun. Guys are there not to get hurt, and as long as nobody gets hurt, they'll keep doing it. They'll keep doing it because people watch it. For some reason, people do watch it. My point is, you can't kill that thing. You can't fix it. But you cannot kill it.
You're right. You can't kill it. But can you do something like make it a flag football game or something? People would still probably watch it, right? But somebody could get hurt in a flag football game, too. Remember Robert Edwards back in the day got hurt
in the sand.
So you got to be careful no matter what you do.
Juju Smith-Schuster got dinged. And you imagine the horror the Steelers must feel watching that and seeing the potential number one. In fact, let me skip to the bottom. Right? What about that? Antonio Brown, are these differences irreconcilable? Is there any way you see him returning to Pittsburgh?
No, I don't. Now, you know, you never say never, but it's bad. I mean, it's a bad situation. And you talk to people around the league and they say it's even worse than what it was. So I don't know how you fix that. And it's not just him either. Ben Roethlisberger's at fault, too. And so is Mike Tomlin for allowing it to happen. But I don't know how you fix it. But who trades for him, though?
I was going to say, realistically, what's the market for him? And what can they realistically expect to get in exchange?
They're not getting a one for him. They can talk all they want. Now, people say the Raiders have those extra draft picks they could give up. I don't see that happening. I don't think the Raiders are going to do that. He's 31. He'll be 31. I mean, that you're starting to talk about a 31-year-old receiver who makes a lot of money. Yes, he's still a darn good player, but is he worth the headache? Everybody, you have to balance the headache against how good a player he is.
Can I say something? When you have the year that he had, 15 touchdowns, over 1,000 yards receiving once again, about 1,200 yards, if you're not worth it, man, you're a big headache at this point. Those are big numbers.
And
he might not be.
I think, too, Romy, I think he's bothered a little by Smith-Schuster starting to take away some of his targets.
You know it.
And he might end up being the number one guy. And you know the passing of the torch. Guys hate that.
No. Pete Prisco joining us. That would not go well. I can't see him saying, you know what, I'm going to step aside because it's your time, young gun. That's not the way he's wired.
No.
That's not the way most of those guys are wired. All right, so before the conference games, Pete, you called your shot. You predicted the Patriots and the Rams. Let me start with the Rams. What did you see in them that made you feel like they could go on the road and beat New Orleans in New Orleans?
You know, the reason I picked them in that game, it didn't happen. I thought they would run the ball.
Mm.
I thought that the offensive line would push the Saints around a little bit. Even though the Saints were pretty good against the run all year, I thought they would run the ball. But then we saw Gurley standing on the sidelines, and it's one of the great mysteries of the NFL season so far.
Yeah, what happened? What do you think happened? Because we know he was hurt late, but he came back, he played well against the Cowboys, and then he was nowhere to be found in that game. What happened to him?
You know, I was in Mobile last week for the Senior Bowl, and there were some scouts and personnel people were wandering around. Did he check out of the game? Was it too big of a moment for him?
Wow.
And that's, I mean, for me,
that would be the talk? Were people saying that?
Yeah, that would be crazy, wouldn't it? That would be absolutely crazy if that were the case.
Do you think there's anything to that?
No, but there's something to it. Something's up. It wasn't an injury. And they've come out and said it. And privately, they've said there wasn't an injury. So why was he standing on the sidelines? Why was he seemingly okay standing on the sidelines? That's the problem for me.
Yeah, I want to say because he's hurt, because he's not right, and they knew he wasn't right, and he knew he wasn't right, and they got him out of the game. But you think that he might be right. He might be fine physically.
If he's fine physically, it's a problem.
I was going to say it's a real problem if he's fine physically.
Right.
I'm assuming that there's no way that guy would mentally check out and that the moment would be too big for him. Now, maybe I'm wrong. he does not strike me as being that guy. But if that's the issue, can they win without a guy who's fully engaged and right?
Absolutely not. As good as C.J. Anderson's been, they have to get Todd Gurley in this game to have a chance to win. Here's the other thing, Romy. If I would say he was hurt and we'd say, okay, he's fine. But he came back against the Cowboys and ran for over 100 right. yards. And then he practiced all week, and they said he was fine all week. So where's the injury? Did it happen on a Saturday before the game? I mean, what happened? Did something happen?
No, I made that same point. He did look really good against the Cowboys. But if that moment wasn't too big for him, why was the next moment too big for
him? Don't know. And I don't think – that's not my theory.
Reportedly. Allegedly.
That's not my theory. I'm just something I'm repeating. But I don't know. There's got to be something else at play here.
Pete Briscoe joining us. You know, with all the focus on the blown call in the championship game, are people forgetting that the Rams did come from way back? They were down 13-0 in that first half. Are they getting credit for being as gritty and as tough as they are?
You know, it's funny because Gurley might have wilted in the moment, but Jared Goff did not. And there were people around the league who thought he would be the one that would be the one that would have the trouble in crunch time. And he played great football the fourth quarter. And in overtime, you got to give him credit. So you got to give the Rams credit. You know, it's funny. Zuerlein nailed a 57-yard field goal, could have been good from 70, and nobody talked about it in a pressure situation because of the blown call. Forget it. The blown call is gone. There's nothing you can do about it. It was a terrible call. It was one of many. Hey, they blew a face mask on Jared Goff late in the game. That would have been a first and goal. They would have scored a touchdown anyways.
I'm going to argue Jared Goff played better than Drew Brees in that game. He played great. How do you think, though, he shows up on the biggest stage on Sunday?
I think he'll be fine. You've talked to him before. He's got a little bit of a swagger about him. I mean, he believes in himself. He kind of shrugged off all the critics anyways. He bounced back and had the great season last year, then came back, had another good season. I think he'll be fine. But everything they do, they have to run the football. Everything they do is predicated on that outside zone. And you know who runs the outside zone? That's Todd Gurley.
All right, so they got to run the ball. Can they stop the run?
That's going to be a problem. And everybody, you know, we talk about Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald's a great player. Defensive player of the year. He got my vote. He'll be named that on Saturday. But one thing you can do at Aaron Donald is run at him. He's not a big physical guy. I imagine the Patriots are going to line up just like they did against the Chiefs and pound it against the middle of that defense.
Pete Prisco joining me here on the set for Radio Row. You know, for years, you always hear defensive players say, if you're going to have any chance against Tom Brady, you got to pressure him right up the middle. You got to get up the middle. They've got Aaron Donald. They've got Ndamukong Suh, who suddenly looks more engaged than he did the entire season. Do you think they can get the pressure on Brady that they need to disrupt him and his rhythm?
If they stop the run. If they don't stop the run, they have no chance. And the problem is with the Rams, they're little. You know, Donald's not a big guy. The linebackers are very little. Mark Barron's a converted safety. And so I think knowing Bill the way I've covered him and watched him over the years, I think he's going to line up and power football against them.
All right, so if you're Wade Phillips, what is your top priority on Sunday?
Stop the run.
Yep.
If you stop the run, then those guys can get after Brady right up the middle, and that's when you give him problems. We've seen Brady over the years. What has this kryptonite been? Four-man rushes that get him off the spot. We've seen it in Super Bowls. We've seen it in big games. We saw it in the championship game against the Broncos that one year. I think they have to pressure him up the middle.
Now, Pete, speaking of Belichick, when you look at him, how many people, literally, who've ever coached in this league would be able to get what he's gotten from this particular group of players?
This is one of his best coaching jobs, if not the best. And people will say, well, the first one, that team wasn't that good. Remember, in the middle of the season or early in the season, people were burying this team. They were burying Brady. They were saying they're done, the dynasty's over with. You can't ever bury him because the defense always gets better at the end of the year. He takes young, undrafted guys like Jackson and puts them in the lineup, and they start making plays, and he takes cast-offs like Simon, and he plays. That's what he does. He's a great. This is just proof of how great a coach he is. And the question is this now. Is this the best coach-player combination in the history of sports?
Huh. Where do you come out? Answer your own question. Where
I'd say they're in the argument as number one. I mean, people will say Jackson and Jordan, you know, Russell and Arback, and, you know, but they're in the conversation.
And yet it almost ripped apart. Allegedly.
Right.
Reportedly, right?
Right.
Huh. All right, so what about, okay, you're talking about guys, that he can take guys who are just guys and turn them into stars and make them really effective. Julian Edelman is an example. Not a guy, but a star. Not just a star, but all of a sudden you're hearing that he might be Hall of Fame material. Do you buy that? Is he that good?
Not a chance in hell. No way. Come on, Julian Edelman's been a really good player, but he's not a Hall of Famer. And that's part of the greatness. You know, I was talking today with, I think, Sal Palantonio. We were talking about, where are the Hall of Famers from this dynasty?
Right.
There are none. There's nobody. Brady's a slam dunk. Belichick's a slam dunk. You know, Ty Law's in the conversation this year. Might get in. Richard Seymour's in the conversation.
William McGinnis?
In the conversation, but no slam dunk. Rob Gronkowski's a slam dunk, but that's it. And Moss is, and he had him for a couple years, but not really a great part of it.
Do you think Gronk, is this going to be his last game, do you think?
I think so. Uh-huh. I do. I think that body is beat down. I think he's taken way. I mean, by the end of the year, he looked like he was carrying a piano around on his back. He was slow and, you know, he was laboring. He just didn't look like the same guy. Now, he's picked it up a little bit in the playoffs, but I think he's done.
All right, so, Pete, who do you like on Sunday and why?
I'm never going against Belichick and Brady. I'm just not. I'm not. I think that he will figure out some way to slow down the Rams' run game, and on the other side, I think they'll figure out a way to move the football. They're just too good, both of them.
He is a senior NFL columnist for CBSSports.com, also an analyst on the Pick 6 podcast. Pete Prisco joins me on the road. Pete, great to have you back. Always good to see you. Thank you.
All right, Jim. Take care.
Great job. Well done. Pete Prisco, my guest.